Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
You guys are making everything way too easy for me. Like, I want you to make me the underdog instead of just being like, yeah.
The underdog is that you're not actually going to do it.
Yeah, you're not.
The underdog would be, it would be you guys being like, you can't carve a sign, you twink.
That is what I'm doing. Fine. That is what I'm doing.
You can't carve a sign, you twink.
You twink.
I'll show you. You wait and see.
A high school bully weirdly using the words from In the Community. You could never carve a sign with those forearms, you little twink.
Wait, do you guys think it would be, like, inappropriate of me to ask my neighbor if she ever, like, maybe needs a dog walker that maybe I could, like, walk her dog?
What is wrong with you?
Well, it would depend.
What do you mean? Like,
well, are you just, like, knocking on this person's door? Or?
No, well, we've talked before.
Do you want to?
I know her name. We say hi to each other all the time. She's met my girlfriend.
And you want
to
escalate this from acquaintances to an employee-employer relationship.
You're like, can I perform a service for you free of charge? You're like, guys, is it creepy if I offer to service this woman's dog?
If you were a man, absolutely. Absolutely creepy. Absolutely. Well, depending on the level of relationship that you guys have, but as a teeny little twinkie lesbian, I say go for it.
As the teeny little twink that you are,
300 grams of protein in it,
and yet somehow, despite
best of luck, best of luck to that shake.
Hi, you guys. You guys. Hi. Was looking very much forward to this recording today.
Kate, me too. Yes, me too. First, oh, Mac, how dare you? How dare you? When we're just saying how excited we were to record.
Your misophonia or whatever, the gay thing that you
honestly,
have.
Yeah, it's honestly rude.
Misophonia?
I hardly know her. Sorry, I'm not on my A-game.
It happened in my head. I'm honestly glad you did it out loud.
It was just the way,
guys,
you said it.
I have such a funny TikTok we're going to film.
I hardly know ya.
But I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to tell you what to do.
Okay.
Well, wait, did we finish? Hold on. We have four different threads happening. Four different storylines.
Let's do Max's storyline here because I don't really have much of a storyline. I'm just, hold on. No, someone else needs to top today. I cannot top.
I want to do a Chosen Family hot teenage brother Instagram takeover.
Okay.
And like be my character on the Instagram story for a day.
Yes.
So I can like go to the gym and be like, and then I can like drink my protein shake and be like.
And then what else can you do and just be like.
Lay on my couch and be like, play Stardew Valley.
And be like.
And when I do the Instagram takeover.
Walk my neighbor's dog.
And when I do the Instagram takeover, it'll just be like somehow weirdly I've got the camera upside down and pointed the wrong way. And
Your recordings you'll like take pictures instead of recording. It'll just be two pictures when you think you've started and think you've stopped.
I'll get logged out and I'll have to like DM everyone who follows it for the password.
Yeah, your takeover is you calling your son for tech help, for tech support.
What's your takeover, Elena?
Advice.
Recipes.
Like a safe space.
Yes.
Was that sexist of me to like assume that you would cook for them?
You're sexist.
Absolutely. Absolutely, child. Sorry, but it was. I'm not a good cook anyway.
I don't like looking down. I'm going to balance my computer on a candle. By the way, PF Candle Co., sponsor me. I fucking love this shit. I have a membership.
Sponsor us.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
of
my
us
bad.
Together.
Chosen Family Podcast.
Hi everybody. Welcome to the Mac. I do see you. I'm going to get to your question in a minute. But we do need to introduce the podcast and say hi to everybody listening.
We do.
Okay.
Hi everybody listening. Welcome to the podcast.
Yes.
This is a Chosen Family Podcast.
I'm your dad. My bad.
Oh my god. Every week we sit down around the family dinner table. We talk about gay stuff. We are the gay family that you never had, for reasons that we
actually
are not gonna get into.
Actually, there are a lot of straight people, as evidenced by the latest episode. Did you?
I have so much to say.
Wait. I'm Elena Joy. I'm your mother.
I'm Mac and Jimmy. I'm your hot brother.
Baby.
I'm hot brother.
I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a comedian. I have live tour dates, you piece of shit, and I'm your dad.
Okay, straight people are here.
They're
among us.
They are among us.
Straights.
You don't
they
even
are.
Know.
I posted
they are.
On my story yesterday and said this. I was like, holy shit, I can't believe how many straight people listen.
Yep.
I got two responses. The first one was people being like, I love to listen to you guys. Like, you're so fun to listen to. And I sometimes wonder if I had an LGBTQ plus kid, like, this would help me. Sweet things like that. Yeah. Like, helps me connect to the community, be aware, be an ally. And I was like, that's really sweet. And then the other response was,
bro,
that's
not an
OnlyFans link. Defensive.
Oh, that's really?
There were some people in my DMs that got really defensive, and they were like, what, so we can't listen to you guys just because you're gay, you have to be gay to listen?
That's the rule.
I was like, don't gaslight me into telling me that my podcast isn't about being queer. That's what it's about. God forbid I assume that the listener would be queer.
Not the straight people in the audience gaslighting you about your own podcast. Oh no.
That's
so funny.
To the point
where I really questioned, I was like, was that fucked up of me to say?
Well,
it's not, is talking about gay stuff this much wrong?
It's not that, it's not fucked up to say, but they might be feeling like, look, I know a lot of straight listeners don't always like to say that they listen to these types of things. So they might be feeling a little insecure. Maybe they are like, oh, why am I? Like, what's going on inside of me? So they might just be a little on edge. Mm-hmm. Straight people, we are allies. We love you. We are your chosen family. Maybe your parents are mad at you about something that's completely within your control. And you're welcome here.
You are welcome here. But also maybe, hot take, the straights aren't used to being in the minority, right? So having us
maybe possibly.
Let's ostracize them further.
I also forgot about the third response that I got.
Yes, the third response was, that's not an OnlyFans link, bro.
No. I wasn't
Tell
even going to bring
part.
That up, Elena.
Tell that part.
The third response that I got was, I was straight before I started.
Oh, yeah. I actually think there's some high number. Now, no offense, straights or anything. I'm sure you know yourself. And
we're not saying you're gay if you listen to podcasts.
We're not saying you're gay. We're just saying there's a higher probability that you're gay.
I was saying that a little bit. I'm
statistically, you're gay. Statistically, you're gay, but you are not necessarily gay. It's sort of a Schrodinger's box of gayness.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about? Mac, we need to really, really laugh at that joke, because last time Ashley brought up a Schrodinger joke, we didn't laugh enough, and she couldn't let it go. We need to laugh really, really hard.
Do you guys not understand the joke? Did it just because I'm too smart for you guys? Or?
Okay, so because we're not laughing at a joke, it's because we're too dumb to understand it.
Schrodinger's
Ashley.
Box?
Yes, we
What's
understand
that?
Schrodinger. Oh.
There you go. Fucking nailed it. Nailed it. Maybe if you hadn't dropped out of school, son. You would know what Schrodinger's...
Maybe if you had finished college.
It's Schrodinger's cat. Actually, yeah. I don't know why I said box other than pussy.
All right, let's start small. Who's Schrodinger?
Philosopher. Even physicist.
Well,
it's about...
Starting
it
big.
Comes down to how you can't tell if an electron is in one place or the velocity that it's traveling at, and it's sort of the idea that you can have, like, something... Actually, I'm not entirely sure, but I know it's about existence.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm like, come on, Ashley, explain it to us.
Let's go. It's basically the idea that two things can be true at once, but they're deterministic states, so they can't also be true
at
once.
Okay, so Max said start small. So all this determinist electron.
Schrodinger's.
Is it that you can put a cat in a box, or you can have a box and say there's a cat in it, but you don't know if there's actually a cat in it because you can't see. So it's like it's both true that there's a cat and there's not a cat.
The
like,
paradox.
If the tree falls in the woods.
No. Not correct.
If a straight person listens to this podcast, are they gay now?
Schrodinger's cat is a thought experiment that illustrates the paradox of quantum superposition. Hypothetical cat may be considered simultaneously both alive and dead while it is unobserved in a closed box as a result of its fate being linked to a random subatomic event that may or may not occur. So the idea is like both things can be true at once.
I like that. It's a paradox. Better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you clearly
that
like
was
your mom
a dad
a lot
and
more.
Mom answer. I feel like.
Yo.
I'm like, honey, I can explain it to you so that you'll understand. It's really important to me. And Ashley's like, let me Google it. Let me Google it and read you the Google page.
Google is powerful. You can learn anything. You put it's your true. Mind to it. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king. Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office, it allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing or going to the beach or going for a walk or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ChosenFamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ChosenFamily. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled BABBEL.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ashley, tell us about your special.
It was magical.
That's the update. Like, tell us about that.
I'm so tired.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was magical. It was really great. We did 4 shows on tape. Mm-hmm. I did 8 shows over the weekend, so I rehearsed twice in the space. The team was incredible. Then we had 2 Friday shows, classic Ashley Gavin, like kind of quiet, non-laughy crowds. But that space is so acoustically good. I still got some good takes out of it. And then Saturday first show was probably the best audience I've had. I mean, that was just like one of the best shows I've ever done in my entire career. It was
is really good to hear.
I'm
I've
so
been
excited.
Thinking about you all week. Like,
me too.
For this recording, I was like...
Yeah,
I
it
fucking
was.
Hope it goes okay because you didn't text us and be like,
I was. I've never felt what I felt over the weekend. Like it felt like my bones. I was so happy and tired. It felt like my bones were loose inside of my body, just like jiggling around. Like I couldn't.
Well, they probably kind of were.
Yeah, you know, I just like couldn't
thing.
But also, it just was like this level of tired.
Sorry.
It was just like, and my sleep schedule was crazy because I would caffeinate before the show. And then I'd have I've never had so much adrenaline in my body for such a sustained period of time. Like I had full adrenaline for like 4 or 5 days. So like coming down, like sleeping, my sleep schedule got all fucked up. But then it was really funny because the show after the good show, the good show, I have this moment in the show where I cry, but then I subvert it with this punchline.
Like rehearsed a part of it.
Yeah, it's like acting. It's not
written
like a
you cried on command.
Yeah, it's like acting. It's just like, have you ever heard of acting?
Elena, do you know acting?
Actually, it's do called you know? Acting. Actually, we wrote it into the show. It's called acting. I'm like, was this like, did you, you know, make it up on the fly where you're crying?
Well, it was organic.
I wrote it into the script, actually.
Wow. Elena's laying into you right now, bro.
Because when she sees it, she's going to forget that we had this conversation and she's going to start crying and then she's going to get the punchline. It's the end of the show. It just went literally perfectly. It couldn't have made it better. And then the next audience was absolute dog shit. Dog shit. Worst audience. What I ended up doing was I just did 45 minutes of crowd work. So I recorded two specials. I recorded my scripted material special and I recorded a crowd work special. And if you guys don't sign up for my fucking text alert to get a text or an email when this special comes out, I swear to fucking God, I don't care if you like comedy. This is for gay people. Okay? Do you care about gay people making it to the mainstream to help change the world?
The straight people here too.
Oh, my bad. This is for gay people and statistically also gay people. But yeah, it was just like, oh my God. And my sister and my girlfriend were in the audience for the really good show on the really good night.
So wait, do we get to now not say main babes anymore? Now we say girlfriend?
Well, actually, let's just keep it main babes because we have some reveals coming on the podcast that shan't be named. We're having gay sex. So
chart-topping, award-winning.
That one, the other one. An episode with Mac coming out. Sorry, Elena, I was in Missouri.
It's okay.
I forgot we recorded that. That was fun. Our lighting was really good.
The lighting was incredible. That's enough
Better
about
than
me.
What we said was the way
it's
that
okay,
we probably looked at
it. Ashley,
that.
You're coming to Vancouver.
I am coming to Vancouver.
In May, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, hell yeah. Well, Mac, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck
what
you.
What day?
Man. Just kidding. Whoa, just kidding.
What Sorry. Day?
I'm not telling you. You don't even have a passport.
Perhaps,
you don't have a passport.
Yeah, you would actually be quite difficult.
Perhaps.
I think
May
I think the
4th?
No, 11th?
It was not. It was the 11th.
I think it's the 11th?
No.
But thank you guys for
Star Wars
thank you guys for asking me. It was like really like to be emo, the only thing that I've ever wanted, my only goal with comedy is to make the best possible work that I can at the highest level that I can. Mm-hmm. And that was my first time doing that. It was like, in 9 years, I finally got to make like something that I was like, that is a good special. And the production quality is the best it can possibly be. So
have you posted any clips? Are you posting any clips of that to your Instagram?
Yeah, I will be.
But you haven't yet.
No, because it's in post. We haven't even. It's 6K. It's 6K, yeah. So it's a lot to edit.
That exists? Oh, sorry. Six? Since when
we
does
have 10
6K?
Camera angles. It's gonna be
I just
nuts.
Threw up.
There's like.
All that smoothie?
There's
back.
Like lighting cues
gonna
and
gain,
shit.
I'm gonna gain muscle.
I swallowed it back down.
It's like shit, for realsies.
I have a question.
Sure.
You wore the same outfit every night?
Yes.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Continuity.
Yeah. We had little tape for the placement of the stool. We had little tape for the placement of my cup of seltzer. And we sipped the cup as we poured the cup of seltzer back in for the beginning of every show. No spons.
Oh.
What else did we do? I checked where my like fucking hat, my adjust.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Everything. Everything.
You looked so
I'm
good.
I'm so excited.
Thank you. Yeah,
you
I have
so
stills.
Good. Like, I had to take a moment when you put your stills up because I was like...
That's not even color corrected or anything. Wait, Elena, can I show you a still?
Please.
Guys, on the last episode, I talked so much. I dominated that episode, and I apologize.
What last episode?
The one that
what
just came out.
What did we talk about in that?
I don't remember. I've been trying
the
to, like...
The cupping?
Cupping.
Okay.
That one or
did
the...
you?
You did?
I talked I feel like so you... much.
Well, great. That's probably because you had something to say and we didn't. So that's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying I don't want to dominate. I don't want to be a little whore, you know?
I mean, I think you like being a little whore. I think the audience likes it when you're a little whore. I think we...
Audience,
I think
do
maybe we like it?
Do you like it when I'm a little whore? Like listener?
I think I like it when... I can't.
I'm really
I can't.
Uncomfortable.
I can't. I can't.
Listener,
finish.
Do you like it when I'm a little
there.
Whore?
I almost did it, and then I didn't, and I'm glad. The filter kicked in.
There are the stills.
Oh my
god. Obviously that's not like a 6K. But isn't that, look at that background. Isn't that so cool with the lights?
The tone? Oh my god. This is so pleasing.
Yeah, it's really visually pleasing. I worked with such an incredible team.
The wow. light, your wow. outfit.
No, I love your outfit so much.
The hat says live fast, eat ass.
Oh my god, Ashley, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you, and I'm so proud that you've created this thing on your own. Like, I understand you have a team, you have, I understand you have the audience that's supporting you and all of that, but like, you made this happen on your own. You did. All of these things that, all the people that helped you, everything, the way that it happened, you built it. You did that. You did.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Are you acting right now, Ashley?
No, it's real. Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
You should. Yes. Yes.
I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, guys. Really, really. Thank you for celebrating me. My family. My kids. Always. My kid and my wife are proud of me.
Ex-wife. Dear.
My
ex-wife.
Wife is so proud of who I've become and what I've achieved. My wife, who regularly sucks my penis.
Ashley, what the
Ashley.
Fuck?
What the fuck? Why did we...
Just because we just learned that we nice have straight moment. Listeners doesn't mean we have to appease them.
My wife.
Straight my listeners, wife. That was for you.
That was for you.
You're welcome.
My wife, who I regularly penetrate. Okay.
She's
we
still
can,
going.
We
can She's not just, just do another one.
I'm obviously She's, deflecting.
She did another one.
I'm clearly deflecting. Someone else do a life update.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This is why I end up dominating. You little bitches are afraid to be vulnerable.
Yeah, no, it's actually like you're right. And I think
this is a safe place, Elena.
I know, but it's like hearing you I think I struggle a little bit with these like round table life updates.
They don't have to be a big deal. Did you have something cool to eat this week?
No. I mean, like, because when there is an update following... Oh, God, I'm overthinking it. What's new? Just, it feels like I'm like, okay, now my turn. Now we're not going to talk
about
your cool thing anymore.
I have a lot going on. This is definitively the craziest year of my life. Definitively. You guys are going to pale in comparison to what I have.
I think it's because the thing that I've been thinking about, and Ashley, we've talked about this before, like this is not new for me, but it's almost the exact opposite of what you're talking about. I'm thinking a lot about this job, right? Like content creation, YouTube in particular, and like where I'm headed, because so many people use this job, they build this platform as a stepping stone to whatever the next thing is, right? Like some people, they want to act, they want to make films, they want to do comedy specials, they want to host or something. And it's like they have these bigger goals that YouTube or like social media content creation builds them into. It's like that's where you start. You build this thing in order to achieve this greater goal. I don't have a greater goal. Like, I'm not
being... You're a healthy person.
But it's not helpful. It's like, so I'm not interested. I don't want to be an actor. I'm not a filmmaker. I don't have some sort of art that I'm crafting. I'm not interested in being famous. Like, all these things that kind of is what people move toward are not the things that, like, that's not my end game. And so it's like I feel a little bit stuck because I don't know if I want to say it feels like there's opportunity somewhere that's being wasted, because that's not exactly right.
Yeah.
But it's like it's so cool and so beautiful to see what you're doing. Even Mac, the short film that you made at the end of last year, like stuff like that. It's so inspiring, so exciting to watch people create these things that they love and they're excited about. The thing that lights me up, the thing that fires me up, is making people feel good.
Yeah.
Like, conversations, talking with people, helping people feel valid and safe and understood. And it's like, that's why this podcast excites me so much, because it's also collaborative. I think there's a big part of me that's tired of working on my own. Because, like, I just, you know, I film my YouTube videos by myself. It's just me, like, reacting to stuff. And it's a lot of fun, but it's not, it doesn't, like, light a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, looking for that thing that's going to light a fire.
Alina, I think you could be the next Brené Brown. I really think, like, that's, like, your
what's that?
Path. But what's that?
Oh, Mac.
Oh, she's just a really incredible psychologist, academic
she's
in that space, but also just like author and
she has a podcast.
Her up really quick.
Yeah,
anything that you've ever heard us say, Mac, about like vulnerability or shame.
Yeah, she
that's, like,
really
Brené Brown.
Has like been a pioneer in that space, and I could so see you doing something like that. But I think where you might be getting frustrated is that the medium that you work in. Is the medium that you work in. You're right. It's not like you're creating a following to then sell stand-up tickets or create a special. You're just like in this medium and you're like, okay, I don't know what medium to shift to now that I've created this massive audience and I have their captive attention. So like, what do I do? And I don't know. We talked about it at brunch when I got, when I got you all the vegan options on the menu.
Yeah, when you spoiled me.
When I spoiled you. But I think that
I made you and Maine Babes talk about how much you loved each other. Apparently, that was hilarious for some reason.
Well, she and I just we're just always doing bits. But I think you should write a book or put together a speaking tour or something.
I think
you should totally write a book.
I just have this feeling because I've thought about that a lot, writing a book, and I used to, before, let's say 3 years ago, before all of this, before all of the, like, life realizations, I was like, I'll never write a book because I don't have anything to say. Like, I was like, I don't really have anything valuable or interesting
LOL.
To share. And now I'm like, okay.
That's hilarious.
Actually.
And then you have a lot to say.
I guess, okay, so then now I'm like, oh, whoa, sure, there's something there, maybe. But there's, like, a part
something
of me that's
something there,
like,
maybe. How do I steal the rights to the movie, honestly?
Elena. Oh, imagine me and you. It was already made.
Oh, right.
Now there's a part of me that's like, okay, so maybe I have, oh, you guys are going to rip me apart for this. Okay, maybe I have something to say, but like, who am I to say it?
Yeah, you little bitch. Fuck off.
Yeah, Ashley's going to fuck off. Annihilate you for that.
That part of your brain, I'm taking an AR-15 to that part of your brain. I am mass shooting that part of your brain.
That was the most violent joke we've had on the podcast to date.
Yeah, because that part of your brain needs to be eviscerated. No, that's actually not helpful. You know what is helpful? For you to go...
Gun control.
Gun control.
Staying off your phone in the morning.
And both those things combined will bring peace to America.
Yes, but world peace.
No, you know what you actually, I learned to do from a meditation course, actually? You acknowledge that part of your brain and you go, okay, thanks for that advice. Well, who am I to say this?
No, but truly, I guess the logistical true hang-up is like, I want to do a master's degree. So in my head, I like can't take this book step to me in my head. I'm not saying literally, but like there's this block in my brain that's like, I can't write something until I have some training or I have something. I don't know. That's
no.
Just, yeah, I don't know.
No.
I say you write one now and then you write one after you get your master's.
Start writing it already. I could just so see you with like your story and all the people, the way that you can thoughtfully synthesize people's, what people are going through empathetically in the moment while you talk to them. I could just so see you interviewing people, helping them tell their stories.
That's
also telling
that,
your story.
That's the light up moment when I think about something like a podcast or something where I'm having conversations with people and it's not about me, right?
Well,
like I feel like I've been talking about myself for 12, 13 years. Like, I'm tired of talking about myself.
I think that's fine if that's genuinely how you feel. But I also hope that, like, every person who has ever sat down to make a piece of work about their life or something they've experienced has had the creeping thought of, well, I don't have, why me? I don't have it so bad, or it's not that revelatory. But there are some, they're like cis white straight dudes dominated film and media for about 100 years. And those stories were still some of the best stories ever told. Like there are
and
some.
And now here they are listening to
and
this
now
podcast.
Here they are. But like some of them are just really incredible stories and your story is incredible. And like everyone, honestly, everyone has an incredible story. Because that's what's incredible about sharing and vulnerability is that the human experience is so universal, like it, and in its specificity to each person. Mm-hmm. It's like a very beautiful thing. And I don't think that, I hope that you shine your little light, Elena. I hope that you let your light shine.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks,
this
Ashley.
Little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This is weird.
Oh, we should stop. No. We got the straights and now we got the Christians? Christians, write in.
No, Christians, no, don't write in.
Maybe don't.
Christians, write in. I want to hear it. No, but you haven't, you don't sell yourself short, okay, you piece of shit?
Thanks.
That was inspiring.
That was, again.
Mac, do you have an update before we go to a question?
Let me check my notes app.
I think Mac's update was that she wanted us to do that Instagram takeover on the Chosen Family Instagram.
That, yeah, I think that was my update. Listener, write in. Christians, write out. Let me know if you want me to take over the Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many do I have to get to be able to do it?
I think you don't need any. I think a flat zero.
No,
is
but
your
like
your podcast.
No,
make so
this,
you
like,
can do whatever
make
you want.
Make this harder for me so that like when I get it, I feel excited.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
she said.
Oh no! Oh,
actually,
that was worse.
You read
that
too many
worse.
Of the straight comments.
She's pandering. She knows the audience.
I'm really loopy doopy today.
Shall we? Yeah,
I noticed when you sent the linky winky waddle woo.
Yeah, I actually like the
actually,
little.
For like, the listener at home, Ashley puts the subject line of the link. to these episodes different every single time, and it's always like link-a-doodle-doo or something ridiculous. And today's was, wait, let me pull it up. Today's
I just said it. Linky winky waddle winky, woo. Winkle,
I didn't even fully read it until just now. Linky winky waddle woo.
I just came up with the next one. You guys are going to lose your minds.
What is it?
I'm not telling
that
you.
That should be at the
straighty
end.
Straighty
waity. When we say what we ate for dinner, then we also have to say what Ashley titled the link as.
Oh. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Guys, I actually really like this podcast.
Me too.
It's good. Like, I've been listening to it, and I'm like, oh, this is actually good. Like, this, we did it. We made a good podcast.
Yeah, I think we got better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we definitely got better. But also, like, did we just get an endorsement from a podcaster who's award-winning, has a chart-topping podcast, and she just endorsed, like, our little podcast?
Our little podcast is, I think, bigger than my little podcast at this point, but...
Really?
No
way.
I don't
know. I have to check.
I know nothing about the behind... Like, I am so... I don't know who's listening. Straights, gays,
I
Christians,
wanna sign
not
like
a clue.
You have, Ashley.
How good does my studio look?
Yes, can we all get signs? Can we get...
I would love
Ashley
to have a sign.
Ashley, can you
Ashley,
get us?
Ashley, Daddy.
I can't. Alex Alex made this for us as, like, when I gave him a
what doesn't Alex
well,
do?
Can Alex know, make Alex. Us one?
Alex.
I can't ask him to do that right now. He is swamped. I just found out he's been working Saturdays, and I was like, Alex, you piece of shit. You have to tell me when you're working consistently on the weekends. Like, you cannot just keep that from me. So Alex is a little swamped, so he cannot make a sign. But maybe Sydney can.
I would love to carve us some signs.
You're not going to do that, Mac.
Why? No, why not?
Wait, you're saying Alex, he didn't hand make
He handmade this. It's poster board on wood, I think.
Why don't you guys trust me to carve us signs?
Okay,
last
Mac,
year,
let's see
I
it.
Made my girlfriend
okay,
a,
Mac,
a box for to keep her letters that I write her in, and I like hand Yay. Carved it and stained it and carved a sun and a moon into the top because we have like,
all right
matching rings.
I'm ready
that.
Send me my
I'm saying I can do it
carved, okay let's see it.
We need to come up with like
Sounds
a
good.
Proper like this is like a
I'm ready Mac
a proper
my
logo
hand, my handcrafted sign.
That was easy. You guys are making everything way too easy for me. Like, I want you to make me the underdog instead of just being like, yeah.
The underdog is that you're not actually gonna do it.
Yeah, you're
the
not
underdog
do it.
Would be it would be you guys being like, you can't carve a sign, you twink.
That is All what right, I'm doing.
Fine,
that
fine.
Is what I'm doing.
You can't carve a sign, you twink.
You twink.
I'll show you.
A high school bully.
You wait and see.
A high school bully weirdly using the words from In the Community. You could never carve a sign with those forearms, you little twink.
I bet if you were a drag queen, you wouldn't be fishy.
I don't know. What's fishy?
Fishy is like feminine. Like, you've got it. You look the part. You're.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Fishy. Because it's like, vaginas smell like fish, apparently, you know?
They do not.
I know, but that's where that's the origin.
Okay. What are you gonna
I'm
going to
take this clip from the podcast of you guys telling me I can't, and I'm going to make like a little TikTok series. I'm going to carve you some fucking signs. The best signs you've ever seen.
Yeah, right.
Goddamn.
You carve signs so the way you fuck men. You don't.
You don't. Oh. Oh.
Now get out of here, you little twink. Wait, before you go. What are your pronouns? I want to make sure that I get them right when I bully you.
Ashley, you're such a good bully.
That's hilarious.
You're such a good bully.
She's a fucking... She or they? She's a fucking loser.
You wait, I'll show you.
I am waiting. Genuinely waiting.
I actually think, like, politically correct bully could go viral.
That is hilarious.
Incredible. Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, should we it's been 36 minutes, so we should probably do a question.
Let's do a question.
Do we want to pull it from listener, the Patreon?
Yeah, listener, do you want your question answered? Straight person? Christian? Would you like your question answered? All the Christians out there? You can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast, and that's where we pull the questions from, our private Discord.
Only but I bet you won't.
Patrons.
But you can get ad-free episodes. Like, if you don't like these, the ads on here, you can go, because we're starting to get them, which is really cool.
But we like the ads on here.
And bonus episodes. You can also get bonus episodes.
Yeah. Okay. Patreon. Elena's sort of the czar of the questions.
Yeah, somehow. Somehow that's become...
Well, I'm czar of the... Linky boop 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 boop. Little boop, 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 beep, beep, bop,
that's true. You do all the Riverside, and Mac
does all the carving.
You know what? No, Mac brings you bring some of the bits. Like, you've got stories.
Okay,
I feel like.
Okay, fuck you.
I feel like you've
fuck
got
you.
Stories. I feel like
fuck
you're
you,
doing,
Elena.
Like, Mac doesn't even have to write a script. You know what I'm saying?
How am I not
Mac
czar of bits?
Have to act. Mac is czar of bits. Actually, I think that's
what's
Mac.
A czar.
Schrodinger's czar. Mac is Schrodinger's czar.
Mac, guys, we're so funny today. I can tell we missed each other.
Oh, okay. So, I identified as bi for several years and had really hard breakups with men. However, I realized I was a lesbian, and the relationships I treasured the most were mostly over text, or I loved the idea of them more than the guys I actually dated. However, most of my friends and family don't believe me that I'm a lesbian due to my past. I 1000% do not want to sleep with men at all, but I keep letting the doubts creep in. How do I convince them, and how do I stop doubting my own sexuality?
Well, this sounds like a question for me and definitely not Elena.
czar of bisexuality.
I am the czar of bisexuality.
What the fuck is a czar? You guys just laugh when I tell
her
how to Google it.
Don't tell her how to spell it. Mac, Google czar.
Yeah, best of luck, son.
We just wait. Ooh.
Horizon, skyline, sheen, gleam of light, brilliancy, shining light, summit, peak,
exactly.
Crest.
Do you get it
That's
now?
It.
That's it.
That's it.
So like a climax?
Yep.
Like
czar
the...
of misunderstanding. Czar of not
climax
getting the joke.
Czar of misunderstanding. Czar of not correctly Googling.
Czar of losing the spelling bee.
No, because the things you're saying right now make sense with my definition still.
Do they?
The climax of the spelling bee? Like, I'm the climax of the spelling bee. Okay, guys, shut up. Seriously, answer the question. We are, 40 minutes in.
Okay,
seriously.
Guys, seriously, shut up. Seriously, guys, shut up now. Okay, shut up.
I have noticed, though, this podcast has moved sort of away from being a question and answer podcast to being more of a hanging out podcast.
Talking. Yes.
Which is fine with me. You need a hook.
Yeah, I'm having fun. I like the bullying plotline too. Anyway, okay,
Elena,
so
are you gonna answer
Ashley.
This fucking question or not? This is your question.
Oh, I thought you were gonna.
I'm not gonna answer that question.
Well, the question is about how do I convince myself of my own sexuality, and how do I convince my friends and family of my sexuality?
You have to eat box in front of them and then suck a dick in front of them.
Yeah, Elena, why don't you take this
show
one?
Them.
Okay, well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, let's actually... Okay, sorry. Everyone, I'm so sorry for that. We should have taken it. I should have taken the question immediately.
Patreon episodes, we actually bleep out all of the straight things that Ashley says. So if you're looking for cleaner content, maybe check that out.
And if you're straight,
the Patreon
just
episodes.
Stay right here.
Ashley's not in them, actually.
Guys, we were so funny.
There are some people in the comments who are going to be like, thank God, and sign up for the Patreon immediately.
No, I think that you have to kind of answer the second part of your question in order to answer the first part of your question. When you say, how do I convince them, and how do I stop doubting my own sexuality, you're going to have to stop doubting yourself in order for them to believe you, right? Like, the way to convince anybody of your sexuality is to believe it yourself, because once you believe it yourself, you're not gonna, it doesn't matter if they're convinced.
Yes.
Because needing the validation of them.
You're saying, like, the self-doubt is a reflection of, or the other people doubting is a reflection of their self-doubt, almost?
Or a reflection, and it only matters because of the self-doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, if you know in your heart that you're a lesbian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like someone, it doesn't matter, you know, what other people think.
I feel like you get to a certain point and stop trying to convince other people. Like, if they don't listen to you. That's just ridiculous, in my opinion. Like, I don't sit around with my dad and say, you don't understand. This is what I said. This is what I meant. Why can't you comprehend? He's not going to get that.
You don't understand. I'm a little twink. I am a little twink.
You never get it.
You need to believe me. No, I do understand this idea of people looking at your past and, like, invalidating your present sexuality because of your past. I get that. If someone looks at me and is like, you can't be gay, you had all these relationships with men, you slept with men, you pursued men, you dated men, you were engaged to a man, that means you can't be gay. I'm like, that's kind of funny that you think that. Like, that's cute. And also, you're not in my life anymore. Like, it doesn't bother me because I know for me. So I think... Anyway, all that to say, I think this is a question for all of us, because how do you feel confident and sure in your sexuality? How do you do that?
Well, I will, just to tag on to what you were saying real quick before we answer that question, I also think, like, if you're looking for something just sort of practical, you have every right to say to these people, I mean, I don't know what your safety situation is, I don't know what your relationship to these people is, but you have every right to say, like, hey, one time, this is the last time I'm going to say this, I'm gay. If you don't understand why my past experiences, aka the fucking closet, don't invalidate, have you heard of it? Don't invalidate my current identity, or who I am, rather. Mm-hmm. If you don't understand that, it's not my job to educate you. Go watch the Chosen Family podcast.
Join the other streets.
I am not doing this again. You can give them that last thing as, like, a way of being like, I'm done with this emotional labor. You have to, you don't understand what being in the closet is. And that's fine, because you're straight, but, like, go read a book, okay? I know straights don't read, but, like, you could offer that suggestion to them.
And if you know, that was like a nerd books. Bully. Why don't you go read a book?
Oh, you're straight. You don't read. Oh, bet you don't even read.
Okay, I have an analogy.
Oh,
nice. Okay, czar of analogies.
I hate you guys. Let me climax this analogy.
Stop it.
So basically, when I was a kid, my favorite fruit was mango. I ate it all the time.
Hold on. Wait, guys. I'm really sorry to do this, but
guys,
Ashley, you are frozen.
You're frozen.
Stop the analogy. Stop the analogy.
This is the face that you are frozen on right now. Oh, she's back. Oh, she's gone. Her thing is back, but she's gone.
where did she go?
I don't know. She's gone. Maybe we're bullying her too much.
Can I finish my...
Yeah, sorry.
Can I finish?
You wanted to eat mango or something. Start again. I was too distracted by
mango
your
mango was my favorite fruit. Okay. There she is.
Where did she
Sorry,
go?
Guys. Okay, so that charger wasn't charging my computer somehow, so my battery was about to be depleted. So I
Would
think I got it in.
Okay.
I think I That's got it said. In.
That's what she said again.
But everything started skipping and being weird, and I just wanted to make sure that
it got in.
That it got in. Go back to your food analogies, Czar.
When I was younger, I really liked mango, and I ate it all the time. And then I got older, and I ate it, and I had an allergic reaction.
Uh-huh.
When I told people I'm allergic to mango, they didn't go, but you used to eat it all the time. You're not allergic now.
Oh, this is a good analogy.
And I was like,
because you're born
watch
straight.
This. If I eat this, I'll swell up.
You develop a condition.
You become allergic to men.
Because of all the growth hormones and food and the media and all the things. You develop the gay condition.
Let me just finish with saying, don't let people tell you what you're allergic to.
Man.
And I'll leave you with that.
Thank you so much, Czar of Analogies.
Czar of Analogies, thank you for your work.
Thank you so much for your contribution, for your service.
This is the end of the episode, I decree.
Yeah, what happened here today?
And clearly, what did we have for dinner? Mango.
Linky Winky Waddlewoo. Oh.
Linky Winky.
The Czar of Analogies reigns supreme.
Star of Linky Poo. Linky Dinky Winky. Oh, no. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. Submit your questions. Listen to our bonus episodes. Support this, you piece of shit. And then support each of our individual platforms because we all have interesting things going on. Okay? Mm-hmm. Elena's writing her book. And Mac has her shirt off. And me, I have live tour events.
And a comedy special coming out.
So go support our different things, okay?
Thanks, everybody.
We love you. Wow. I've never said that before.
Thanks for listening to this. Oh, my God.
Go eat a mango, you queer.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamie. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.